exercise called trust falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Jessica here with Pig Enterprises. Our customers have been squealing for almost two decades. At Pig Enterprises, we understand that buying a vehicle is a major decision. And that's why we guarantee zero pressure, honest and fair pricing, and a personalized experience that makes the car buying process both simple and enjoyable. Skip the hassle and experience what car buying should be like. Check us out at PIGGENT.com. That's PIGGENT.com. Or visit us in Prattville to see for yourself what all the squealing is about.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's only May, but here comes a summer forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature, I think near 90 or in the neighborhood. A little bit more humidity, too. Rain chances generally under 20%, but not zero. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, upper 80s to around 90 again. Chance of some isolated thunderstorms towards Sunday evening and maybe a couple of thunderstorms Sunday night. Scattered thunderstorms will be around on Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with high temperatures 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. And yes, Tom, I am a little downtrodden. It's been a very rough week. Thank you for your thoughts. Postman, of course, is here. We're listening to a coast-to-coast video where a fella's talking about bumping into, of all people, Satan. And he's comparing his soul, the old shape-shifting demon himself, to Enki. From the Sumerian texts, and of course, Zachariah Sitchin has done their premier work on that. You know, they haven't done all those tablets. There's no telling what's on those other tablets.
No, they didn't.
And maybe they know what's on those other tablets, and that's why they haven't been translated. I don't know.
It could be another book of Enoch. Who
it
knows?
Could have been. You never know.
No, what I'm saying is it could have been some information that was Book of Enoch-like.
I got you. Yeah. Could be some revelations that they don't want us to know because it will help us in our fight against these demonic forces.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Let's go way back to Asia again. Robert Stanley is with us as we're talking about the Luciferian agenda with this incredible story. Robert, let's get back into it. It's truly remarkable. How did you learn all this? I mean, it's not something you just wake up and say, hey, I know about this. How did you find the information?
Well, good question, George. It's taken over 30 years of research to be able to have the conversation we're having right now. And I know it sounds fantastic when people hear me, especially for the first time, they must think I'm mad. But I'm actually a professional researcher. I did that for 8 years for Honda. I actually worked at the research and development facility, and I put together timelines. So I know how to do professional research, not just offer my personal opinion, although there's some of that too. Okay, so I draw on many sources. You know, it used to be journalists actually did a job where they had to vet their sources. And they would never publish a story unless there was at least two different sources that they found to be credible.
That's right.
So I like to think that I'm one of the last journalists that actually is, you know, remaining, like yourself. Most people nowadays engage in punditry.
We're a dying breed, Robert.
Yeah, it's sad, but I mean, and look, I understand everybody wants to get their opinion out there, but since you asked, it's the reason I have been so adamant about trying to find out this information to understand his agenda is because it so directly impacted my life. I mean, if you just imagine, you're standing face to face with this God, this madman, the fallen angel, whatever you want to call him, and he is affecting my thought process.
Tricking you, right?
Trying to trick, and he did. He tricked me for 29 years, had me under the influence, or in at least believing that he was a god or God or the Father. And so at this point, I just have to jump ahead, give you a further update. When I spoke to you in 2014, what I knew at that point that he would be returning under the false pretense that he was here to save us. And this is going to be sanctioned by the UN and the Vatican. The reason he's coming back is because this is to complete the final stage of his agenda currently, which is to take a contingent of human beings, upgrade them to a cyborg level through AI, nanotechnology, nanobots. Those few humans that have been so-called upgraded are going to be part of a strike force that he teleports or sends through a portal directly to the court of Orion to attack on his behalf. So in other words, they'll become the point guard of his force. Now, my understanding is this was already tried back in the days of Atlantis. That's what he was doing a lot of that genetic experimentation for. And that's the main reason his parents, his family, wiped out pretty much all life on the planet, specifically his doing. The manipulation, the monsters that he had created then were wiped out. And as you know, a lot of your audience knows this too, America is considered the new Atlantis. Mm-hmm. At least that's what Francis Bacon wrote, right?
Right.
So it is what we are, what we've become, and this was all by design. None of it happened by our own doing.
Well, now let's look at the Luciferian principle and compare it to the agenda of what is really good, and that's the godlike end of it. When do those two collide, Robert? Because they're going to eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something else I had mentioned last time we spoke, was that there are contingency plans. His family hasn't just given up. It's not like they just want to wipe us all out. That's not the case at all. We are all related. We're all family. And they're very concerned, not only about us, but about their immediate son, Lucifer, Enki, whatever you want to call him. He is royal blood. He is their family, and they've been trying. It's really difficult to rehabilitate somebody when they don't want to be rehabilitated. And so this free will is a huge issue here. And this is one of the reasons that he tricks us into agreeing to doing things that are not in our best interest. The metaphor for that would obviously be Eve eating the apple. It's just a metaphor. I don't think that's exactly 100% accurate, but it serves a purpose for the sake of the conversation here. He's really good at manipulating people, us. You know what else I found out about him? He thinks he is the father of modern mankind. He also feels he's our savior. From his twisted perspective, he feels that because he genetically modified us to be what we are, that he is our father. He also feels because that he saved some of us, a remnant of his original creation here, his monstrosities, that he created here. He reestablished that here. He supposedly saved us from the flood and ignited that whole thing, reestablished it. So, when he said he's the father, he, from his perspective, he actually believes that.
What's his bottom line, Rob? What does he want?
Well, I don't think I answered your, what does he want? He wants total control. It's really weird about people like that that have no self-control. They feel like it's easier to control others. They my understanding of psychology, I was only a B student in university when it came to psychology, but what my understanding is that people have this disorder, they, if they can't control themselves, that when they control others, they at least that's some degree of control that they have. You know, it's an illusion. It's not accurate, but that's, for them, that's better than nothing, right?
Well, that's so true. That's so true. Well, but it's easy for people to get confused, misread what the situation is with this, as you did for so many years.
Oh, yeah, but see, it's done intentionally. Hey, look, he didn't just fool me. He's fooled all of us to various degrees. I mean, there are some people that know who they're serving, and they do it willfully because they get rewarded for it.
I guess you would say, though, that Lucifer is not a good entity.
Let's be really clear about this. I don't personally hate somebody if they're mentally ill. Even if they're violent, you know, some people have asked me, hey, why doesn't his family just kill him? Well, because they're family. They know he's insane, and that would not be the first choice. The first choice is to try to get him well.
It hasn't worked.
Not yet, but here's the other thing. Remember we talked about hundreds of thousands of years, beings that live for considerably long time,
yeah.
Right? Semi-immortal. So in the Bible it talks about 1,000 years is but a day to God. And I know that's not accurate, but it's just, again, this is a metaphor. We have to start thinking on a much larger time scale. I know it's difficult for us because our lives have been so shortened artificially, and our minds have been so controlled.
How did this hammer get into 400 million-year-old strata? But it doesn't stop them.
Artificially.
Mm-hmm.
But these beings can live a very, very long time. And they do not suffer from amnesia every time that they physically pass over either. So they have complete recall of who they are and have been, or who they have been for various lifetimes. And it's not difficult for them to have what we would consider really long-term planning.
But he's got cohorts. He's got followers.
Oh, he does.
Are they all insane too?
Unfortunately, yes, and this is what I was saying about finding proof. This is called mass hysteria. On a one-to-one level, the mental health profession knows this. They know that they can find no physical cause for one person actually causing another person to becoming psychotic. But they see it. They've observed it under clinical conditions. So they know that there's a way that we transfer this. But they just they can't identify it. The Catholic Church would call this possession. The medical profession calls it schizophrenia. Now, both institutions are trying to do something about it, but unfortunately, they're not being successful. So if we can't fix it here accurately, you got to understand that there's efforts going on behind the scenes by these divine beings, the ones that are still divine, that are uninfected. They're doing their best. The problem is, and this was explained to me very carefully, that we tend to, because of the circumstances, we tend to be easily tricked into agreeing to do these things. Now, if we agree, I say, okay, look, yes, I want to live forever as a cyborg. I want to become smarter and stronger and compete with AI, etc. Okay? If I agree to that, the divine beings, even though they may disagree, they may say, God, Robert, that's a really stupid idea. I mean, why would you do that? But they can't prevent me from doing it because that would be a violation of my free will. And they still abide by that.
Okay, now on the good side of it, the godlike figures, right? What's happening on that end? I mean, is there a battle going on? I mean, how long is this going to continue?
Yeah, well, until it's resolved. And it is, you know, okay, so when we think of a battle, we think the good guys and the bad guys, black and white, and there's a lot of shades of gray involved here. The good guys do not operate in the same way. They don't just go around killing people and blowing things up. That's not how they do it, you know? It's very different. It's a lot of times it's really subtle. And they also have to get our approval.
Yes.
You know, like I was just describing. So it's a lot more strategic, I feel. It's a lot more subtle, but it's a lot more powerful and effective in the long run. I told you one of the contingency plans I saw when I asked them, how are you going to resolve this? Because honestly, I can't, I still, it boggles my mind. How do you heal that many people from a condition that is so pervasive, so systemic?
This is huge.
I mean, literally, somebody else actually calls this a cancer of the consciousness. This is really bad. So what I was shown was that there was a wave of energy that would wash over the planet sometime in the future. And it turns out there's actually a few people that have seen this coming. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I am very confident that what I saw in my mind's eye was that this is actually could happen sometime in the future, that as this energy wave passes over us, that our DNA would, instead of being so shut down, that it would suddenly be fully active. I mean, somebody said that we're like meat modem. it's a weird term. But okay, so think of it. If most people, their DNA has been shut down, switched off to some degree, they're on dial-up. Whereas some of us occasionally, we have these you know, awakenings, epiphanies, whatever you want to call it, revelation. That would be like suddenly having broadband data flow, right? And you're like, whoa, what is all this? You know, it's like, it's just a flood of information, of stuff that's really there, but it's like we just can't quite see it right now because we've been so dumbed down or switched off in many regards. So that would be the switching on of us. And I think at that point, people would have a much greater clarity as to making good choices, or at least clear choices about what is it that we want. Do we want to be free? Because, you know, remember we talked about this before? Like people that are in prison for too long, when you let them out, they feel uncomfortable. They want
to. Of course, they want to go back.
Like, that's what you're used to. Because they feel very uncomfortable when they're outside the prison system. So they can't reintegrate to society. So I feel that the same thing is true for a lot of people here. If given the choice of moving off of the prison world here, there are some people that are going to choose to stay living under those conditions, and that will be honored by the divine beings. Which when I first was shown that, I thought, no, that can't be right. That's not really a solution, is it? And they made it clear to me, it has to be that way.
Robert, is this a great deception, in your opinion?
Which, of course, the whole thing is an illusion. This is a good segue. Now, are you familiar with the cube on the north pole of Saturn, that hexagonal shape?
This is key, folks. Listen in.
In other words, it's something that the Kabbalah and even the big black square that the Islamic people go around. In other words, it's worshipped in multiple religions.
He's talking about the
Israel, the Islamics, the Masonic Society. They all worship this Saturnian black cube. What that is a hyperdimensional tesseract. It looks like a cube, but it's a portal to another dimension.
Wow.
That is set up on Saturn as an extension of the larger original mother quantum computer tesseract that Lucifer created. Not only did he create his own empire, George, he created a matrix, a false universe. It's very small compared to the known universe, but it's where we are.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because Elon Musk says, of course, Elon Musk, the PayPal founder, and Tesla and everything else, he says we're living in a false matrix computerized world.
Yep. And then he, more importantly, so is Bank of America. I don't know why they got involved, but executives at Bank of America?
What are they doing?
IT people? I don't know. Well, what I feel is happening is that people are exponentially waking up, in part because of shows like this. Through the internet, you know, despite all its deficiencies, the fact that we're having open conversations about this is having a change. Also, there was a shift in the energy/consciousness of this planet between 1987 and 2012. Everybody that went through that and is now on the other side of it is far more awake and alert than previously. So we're in a whole new ballgame we're in right now. And honestly, I feel the tipping point is coming as far as consciousness is concerned. We are, if we haven't already made it there, I think we're very close to a tipping point where there is no return. There's just no way you can put the genie back in the bottle. I mean, look at the approval ratings of the media. People see through it now. They're tired of being lied to, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in record numbers. Except with us, of course. We look for the truth.
Well, right, and that's the thing. People are not so easily fooled, and I think it's because there has been a huge shift in individual as well as collective consciousness, and I mean shifting towards an awakeness, an awareness that hasn't been on this planet for a very long time.
You have looked at things like new technologies, artificial intelligence, and you think all that plays a role in this deception, don't you?
Well, I'm sure it does. Yeah, it's unfortunate, too, because I actually enjoy technology. I think
when
used correctly, it's just another tool. I think it can be very helpful, but it is... unfortunately, something that we have to be extremely careful about, because this is part of and parcel of Lucifer's, not only his empire, but his agenda for...
These artifacts would have come from Atlantis and arrived in Egypt.
We'll be dealing with
us. Now, I have a really important web page on my website. I really appreciate it if people would just go check it out. You could spend a few minutes, a few hours, a few days. You could probably spend... even longer if you wanted to, but please go to my article section at unicusmagazine.com. Click on Technocide. And on that page, there's literally books and articles and everything. It explains it very clearly how AI is designed to control us. That's the only reason that it's being introduced now. It's ancient. It was brought here. And it's not something we created. It has the ability to go interdimensional, too, which is kind of weird. Arthur C. Clarke knew this. He wrote about it in the final book called 3001, the final, of the series, of the Space Odyssey. The amount of information on that one webpage called Technocide is absolutely mind-boggling, and I wrote it, okay? So it's like, I would just highly urge people, please take a little time. Go through it. Obviously, you can't digest it all at one shot. But if you want to know what is coming our way and why, you have to check that out.
All right. Stay with us, Robert. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about the Luciferian agenda. Then we'll talk about the secret UFO bases. And also, we'll take phone calls with you next.
Well, that's it for that. All right. Let's hit this short break and come back and let's digest this real quick. Okay.
All right.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. and military personnel to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. What did you think about what he said? Was that, do you agree with that, Postman?
Well, 90 to 95% of what he was talking about, and I've never heard this guy before. And I've already talked about it on a program, and this was something that either I was told or it was something that, you know, I read about somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he actually met the deity, in other words.
Right.
But as far as the Luciferian agenda is concerned, it's been going on this planet for about, ever since they've been here, pretty much. Ever since they started coming here, which was the first recordings of it was 432,000 years ago. And in some way, somehow, we have got to overcome the situation that we're in. And for some reason or another, we will get divine help, you know, because the divine help has been here from first I heard was 98 when they came and surveyed the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
and put out those different buffer points to actually propagate the wave when the actual wave come through. That was in 1998.
Wow.
And you remember when I told you the story about the Hale-Bopp comet?
Yes.
And it came through first. And the story that I heard is that the comet heralds the arrival of them first. And that, wow, a comet is a messenger.
Yes, in the Bible.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's
right. And it actually came first. And I knew it was something different about it because I watched it every night for about 2 weeks as it was in our southwest skies. I'll never forget it.
Wow.
I watched it almost every night after I got off work because it would go over the horizon at dusk.
Wow.
But the situation that we're in is a dire one, and I know it's hard for people to believe this, but it's kind of difficult for me to believe it too. But there's no telling how many times we've been back here, folks. There is no telling. And it's kind of difficult, you know, to actually believe that. And with them, they figured out the whole matrix and the whole incarnation system. They actually remember, you know, when they actually go out and come back in, or when they come in as another deity.
Whereas we don't.
Right.
It's our minds are wiped.
Right. And we have to come in through a womb. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Yeah, and we have to do the same thing, same way Christ did. He came in through a womb. Of course, if he hadn't did what he did, it would have been null and void. If he hadn't did it the way they do it. In other words, he didn't cheat. You know,
right.
He went through the whole nine yards. But at some point in time, you know, this agenda will take place. And as far as him, you know, talking about Saturn, mm-hmm, and that. And that hyperdimensional cube that's on the at the pole, is that the North Pole?
Yes.
With it being a pretty much a time machine, That's basically what it is. A time machine, you know, to another dimension.
Wow.
And he called it a tesseract, which is a four-dimensional cube. And if you look at that cube, there's a hexagram in the middle of it.
Oh boy.
Yes, it is.
Oh boy.
There's a hexagram in the middle of it, and the two-dimensional, the actual, well, let me put it this way, it's actually one-dimensional representation of that. It's the Star of David.
Yes.
That's a cube. It looks like a star, but it's a cube. If you add two more dimensions to it, it will be a cube.
Wow. That's a good point. Never thought about it.
Yeah, it is. And that's the cube that's been in the cartoons since the 30s. In the comic book since the 30s. Since Superman, Batman, all the superheroes.
Yeah.
All of them fighting over it, you know, trying to get it. And it was in the first Transformers movie. Now, that was an AI hyperdimensional quantum cube. That one was. In other words, that one could create. It could create AI life. That one could. And that was the reason why Megatron was trying to get it.
So they're showing us this stuff and calling it entertainment, as usual.
You're right. And just think, the Muslims, they're actually worshiping that cube. I mean, all of them have to touch it, you know, doing the Hajj. I mean, think about how many millions of people has touched that meteorite that's inside that cube. Think about it.
That's creepy.
That's worship.
It is.
And it's Luciferian. It's Luciferian at its core.
It is.
Their God.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and they believe that he's the good guy, and he rescued Adam and Eve, who were imprisoned by the God, the mean old God who stuck them in this garden and had them in prison where they couldn't get out and kept them dumb. And their God, Satan, was the good guy by releasing them and giving them wisdom. That's how screwed up they are. All right, we got to hit a break, y'all. This is a big one, so it's 5-minuter. We'll be back.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits are baking up fresh memories every night of the week. 2019 is your chance to bake them with your family and friends at Riverwalk Stadium. For nightly promotions and ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Bake them!
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Bye.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's only May, but here comes a summer forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature, I think near 90 or in the neighborhood. A little bit more humidity, too. Rain chances generally under 20%, but not zero. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, upper 80s to around 90 again. Chance of some isolated thunderstorms towards Sunday evening and maybe a couple of thunderstorms Sunday night. Scattered thunderstorms will be around on Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with high temperatures 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, he was talking about humans being augmented through AI, and they won't die. And immediately I thought of the verse in Revelation where it says, men will seek death but not find it. And I've always believed that that's what that means, that men, a lot of men, are going to be augmented with AI, and I'm afraid Morgellons may be part of this effort to change our DNA and augment us with technology. And I think that's what it's talking about. I think there's going to be some point where people are going to realize they've been deceived, even though now they have super strength and they'll live forever, but they'll realize they've been, you know, that the devil has tricked them, and they'll want to die so they can move to the next dimension and be with God, and it's not going to happen. That's terrifying. I remember there was a Twilight Zone episode. I don't know if you've ever seen that one where the guy is giving immortality and he can't die.
Right.
And it's hell to him. It is his hell. He can't die. He wants to die. He doesn't want to keep living, but he can't. He can't die. And it's like his version of hell.
Yeah, and you got to realize those beings that we were talking about, those beings incarnated as extra-dimensional beings, they come into the realm, you know, like that, and you know, we're just born, you know, through an incarnation system here on Earth.
So from the sun, and then we go to the mother's womb.
Through a womb,
right?
And then, you know, we we have to grow up, you know, from a kid, and we have to learn what we learn, you know, through experience.
Right, because our past go-round has kept from us. Well, apparently, there must be a glitch in the matrix where some, and I hate using that word, but it's the best word for it, where some kids' memory starts coming back. Because, you know, there's story after story of, like, one kid was watching TV. He's, like, 3 or 4 years old watching TV. Well, he was older than that, 6 or 7, I guess, watching TV with his parents. And they had a thing on World War II, and he freaks out and says, that's the ship that I was on in World War II. He starts naming and saying things there's no way he could know. And they took him to an actual reunion of the World War II flyers because he claims he got shot down and died over Japan. And they take him to this reunion. He recognizes all the men. He tells them things there's no way he could have known unless he had been the flyer that died. It's creepy.
Yes.
The only way you can explain that is maybe that's who he was and that soul got brought back through.
Well, I mean, you can, you know, they made movies about it, you know, Total Recall.
Yes.
And the last one they made with, what's the guy named Colin Farrell?
I don't know.
Anyway, that one was the better one.
Yeah.
And he remembered that he had went to Mars, and he was actually a weapon is what he was.
Wow.
They actually changed his DNA and everything, made him a weapon. And he had a, I want to say he either got hit or shot. Or got sick, and he started having you know, visions, having recalls, like the guys in the Secret Space Program.
Yes.
He said it comes in waves.
That's,
the recall does.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, to me, this all goes back, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think this goes back to bringing the Nazis over, Project Paperclip, when we got all that information from what they had done to the Jews in the concentration camps. You know, under extreme trauma and the mind compartmentalizes and splits. They can play around. They can preload their mind with whatever they want, give them key phrases or sentences to switch them from personality to personality. That's crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, again, it was in the movies, in the sci-fi original episode Firefly, and The actual picture was about a space freighter. In other words, it was a Firefly class starship, small scout class ship, but it was a freighter, and they had two stowaways on board. One of them was a girl. Her name was River, and her brother was a doctor, and her brother worked for the Alliance. He was a doctor for the Alliance.
Wow.
And what he did was he actually stole her, you know, from an Alliance infirmary. And
so they were going to use her, obviously.
Right. She was a weapon, man. When she hears the word Miranda, oh my goodness.
Oh, that's what switches her over.
That's what it does it. And when they want to find her, that's all they got to do is put that put the word subliminally on a television somewhere, on a monitor,
and then wait for the news report.
And wait for the news report
about some chick going crazy and beating everybody up.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I remember back when I watched a lot of movies, Telephone with, I can't think anymore. Bronson, Charles Bronson, the movie Telephone, where the Russians had a program where they had secret agents that were, they had their minds split and were compartmentalized. One of them was just a normal everyday fisherman. Another one was a housewife. And this Russian defector or guy who wanted to see a war between them and us found the code book, started calling these people and giving them the phrase, and that would click, set them off. It's a great movie. You know, and I had no idea when I watched it was based on truth, but as I'm beginning to learn everything, all these movies are based on a little bit of truth.
Yeah, one of those, another one, The Bourne Identity, Jason.
Now, he's a weapon.
Yeah, the one right after Jason Bourne, his mind was compartmentalized too because he had key phrases.
Yeah.
You know, they would call him and give him a key phrase, and he would all of a sudden, I mean, he was on.
See,
you know,
folks, this is real. This is true. The Nazis figured out how to do this. There's a really great book called The Transformation of America by, I can't remember her name. It's a pseudonym anyway. She's not going to put her real name out there, but she was a victim of MKUltra. They used her as a sex slave among the elites. They also used her to send messages. Because think about it. What better messenger to send top secret messages than someone who doesn't even know they have a top secret message? All they, you know, I'm sure she thinks she's a secretary, and they tell him, you need to deliver this to the president. She walks in there, he mumbles the phrase, boom. Then she starts regurgitating all the stuff she didn't even know she knew. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
And Kathy O'Brien is her name. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, and then after that, you know, it's all over with. You know, she don't remember a thing she
said. Nothing. They send her back. Gets her back to her normal.
Right.
There's a good story that Kathy O'Brien gives that she was servicing a lot of the higher-ups in Reagan's cabinet. And she was in the restroom somewhere at some big convention with all of them. And Nancy Reagan came in there and confronted her and told her, you stay away from my husband. And she said, I didn't know what she was talking about because she was in her normal personality.
Right.
And she was like, Miss Reagan, I don't know what you're talking about. Nancy knew. She knew that, you know, she knew what was going on.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
Nancy just went on a need-to-know basis, was she?
Exactly.
In other words, they didn't want her to know basis.
No. But I tell you, if you read that book, it will really blow your idea of all the people we thought were really great Americans, like Bob Hope. The stuff, they were all involved in this. They were getting serviced by these and under the sex program. I mean, it'll really mess you up as far as people that you think are good guys that really aren't.
Yeah, a lot of people think Abe Lincoln was a saint, but he wasn't.
No, he went against the Constitution. He did all kind of stuff. He didn't free the slaves. He freed a select number of slaves, but only for certain reasons, you know? It wasn't an arbitrary, we're going to free everybody. That's not how it went. No, he wasn't. He wasn't a good guy at all. But
yeah,
then it goes along with the agenda.
There's a story that I heard also about him. Him and several others, Mark Twain and so on and so forth. Their name is on the wall inside of the Serpent Mound in Ohio, where those Nephilim are asleep at in stasis. Mm-hmm. They allow them to go there and actually see them in stasis.
You know, I wonder what differentiates these people who are brought in and are given the keys to the world, because we know Satan runs the world. What makes these people different? Why are they chosen to be the ones?
Their bloodline.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Their bloodline, or either for lack of a better term, they're scabbed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I know in Hollywood and in the music industry, you have to do certain things to get into the club, something Dave Chappelle refused to do. And he just bugged out and went to Africa, and I have a lot of respect for him for that. He wasn't about to do that. We're talking about homosexual activities, a lot of stuff they have to do, and a lot of it's pretty sick. And there are people out there who just refuse to do it. You know, the truth is there are bands out there playing right now in some little club that's better than anything you hear on the radio, but they refuse to bow down and do what they have to do to get to the next level, so they will never be successful. But that's just kind of how it works.
I kind of feel sorry for those contestants on the Voice. I actually can't watch it.
I can't watch it.
You know, because, I mean, look at it. I mean, a lot of people watch that. But, I mean, if you look at the Voice and look at the V, that's not a V, that's a 7.
Oh, yeah, sigil?
Yeah, it's got a sigil on it. It's got an Archon sigil on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I saw it when I first looked at it. It just blares at you.
I'm glad you said that, because that reminds me, once you know, once you figure it out, once you've been told, once the keys are handed to you and you understand what's really going on, you can't unknow it.
No,
every
you
time you see something, click.
Yeah.
It'll mess with you after a while.
And for you to tell somebody that, they'll look at you like you're crazy.
I know. Believe me, I know.
You stupid. You're obsessed.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, it looks like I'm late for a break. Imagine that. So let's hit this short little break and come back. You're listening to Clear in the Air, 272-9228. Should any of you out there wish to call and converse with your two hosts, you're more than welcome to.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash.
At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have king adjustable bases for $2.99, queen adjustable bases with massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 queen mattresses and $2.99 king mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
I'm the one with two left feet standing on a lonely street. I can't even.
And you've been walk a straight line. Love that, Matthew West. Welcome back to Clear in the Air, 272-9228. Feinstein apparently has gotten herself in a little bit of trouble. Yay. She was caught talking on an unsecured line to the head dude over in Iran, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
isn't that
serious.
Something?
Yes.
Is something ever going to happen, you know? Is she ever going to be held accountable? Or any of these people ever going to be held accountable? I'm beginning to think this is all a distraction. I really am. It's like a circus for us to sit back, eat, munch popcorn, and watch. It gets us mad. You know, we all. It's like watching wrestling. You know, when you know, you see the dude sneaking up behind the other dude with a chair. You know he's fixing to bust him over the head, and you're yelling at the referee. But what you have to realize, it's all a setup. The referee he knows the script. He knows what's going to happen. He's purposely not looking. Well, that's what's happened. That's what we're watching. We're watching the political version of the WWE. That's all it is. It's all for entertainment. It doesn't mean anything. But yeah, the story says Diane Feinstein busted talking to Iran on unsecured iPhone. Diane Feinstein, the filthy gun grabber who hates the U.S. Constitution, was recently caught violating the Logan Act by talking to Iran without permission from Trump. Jake Sherman saw her iPhone and she had been talking to Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. Bear in mind that Trump has been telling Iran he wants to talk to them right away, but nobody can get a phone call with Iran arranged. Well, all the deep state scum like Feinstein are probably telling Iran not to talk to Trump. We're good because they're going to get rid of him as quickly as they can. Of course, Feinstein and her evil minions are in damage control now about getting their hand caught in the cookie jar. This is a very big deal, so please share this story. They're recommending we tweet it to Trump at POTUS, and at real Donald Trump and tell him to bring out the free energy too. It's just a side note there.
Yeah,
right. That's going to happen. There's no doubt there's free energy. I mean, when you look at the state of the automobile today, the original Model T got 25 miles a gallon. That's more than most of the SUVs and stuff get now. And you cannot tell me that we don't have the technology for an internal combustion engine to get 100 miles a gallon. We do. There's a lot of videos out there of people running their vehicles on gas fumes. Not gas, but the fumes, which is the part that's actually combustible. It makes perfect sense. One guy has a 70-ish Chevy pickup. So he unhooks, he pulls the fuse out of his fuel pump. He takes his air filter, and he takes the filter out. He runs some hoses from where the air goes in, seals the top. He runs it to a gallon little plastic fuel can. In that plastic fuel can, he fills it a quarter way up with gas. He has a couple more tubes for air coming out. And as the engine runs, it vibrates, creates more of a vapor. The engine's pulling the vapor through the air filter into the engine, and it's running.
Yeah, I mean, it's
simple.
It's the same principle. Like, I don't know if you ever noticed this. You ever ran a chainsaw?
Many, many times.
Okay. You ever notice when it runs out of gas?
Seems to run a little stronger before it runs
out
of gas.
It does. It's running on fumes.
Yes.
Yeah. And you would think somebody might come up with a...
spin around.
With an actual chainsaw that's fuel injected. But this year... Steel made one.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 500cc Hoss.
It's a two-stroke or four-stroke?
It's a two-stroke, but it's fuel injected.
Good. So they're using that TPI technology. Good.
Right.
Good. It's simple. Two-strokes are simple. I love two-strokes. I am a two-stroke man, have been since I was born. I absolutely love two-strokes. And I love the transfer port injected. It's simple. Why it took so long for them to figure it out is beyond me. But, you know, look at the state of the internal combustion engine. With electronics now, we have a totally variable cam timing, so we can adjust when the valves open, when they close. And the computer does it based on the load, what you're trying to do at the time. I mean, it's amazing. We have the turbocharging now that's gotten, I mean, everybody's using turbos now. Porsche in the Boxster got away from the flat 6 out of the 911, went to a flat 4. Basically, a Subaru copy of like a Subaru engine, a flat four water cooled with turbocharging. It's got 350 horsepower. A 2 liter tiny, a 2.5 liter, I think, tiny flat four, 350 horsepower. It's unreal. So they're getting more efficient, but still, we don't have to have gasoline. We don't have to. I love gasoline. I love internal combustion engines. I love fast cars, motorcycles. I mean, because it's what I'm used to. But the cool thing about electronics is you get 100% torque immediately. So that's the future. But what scares me, like everything else, is all this technology. There is a dark side to it. There's a reason they want us to go this direction.
Right.
That concerns me, Postman. Why are they going electronics? Because they can control it externally.
Yes, that, and the electronic side of it will break down a lot faster. So that means they can sell parts, you know.
That's another thing that aggravates me. German cars, I've always loved. I got a 64 Karmann Ghia Volkswagen. The quality of that car is better than anything you can buy.